You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Shares of bank and NBFC firms tumbled up to 7% in the morning trade on Friday due to heavy selling pressure after the Reserve Bank tightened norms for consumer credit. State Bank of India shares fell 3.34%. Axis Bank declined by 3%, Canara Bank went lower by 2.67% and Bank of Baroda dipped by 2.31%. Federal Bank 1.39%, HDFC Bank 1.26%, ICICI Bank 1.16% and IndusInd Bank 0.89% also declined on the BSE. The BSE BankEx Index fell 1.12%. Among non-banking financial companies, shares of SBI Cards and Payment Services tumbled 6.70%, Ujjivan Financial Services fell 5%, Aman Financial Services 3.91% and IIFL Finance 3.78%. Meanwhile, Indian investigators are seeking to restart a probe into Adani Group for alleged overvaluation of coal imports and have asked the Supreme Court to allow them to collect evidence from Singapore, a step they say the company thwarted for years, legal documents show. The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence since 2016 has been trying to procure transaction documents related to Adani's dealings from Singapore authorities. The agency suspects many of the group's coal shipments imported from Indonesian suppliers were first billed at higher prices on paper to its Singapore unit, Adani Global PTE, and then to its Indian arms. Adani Enterprises and its subsidiaries have successfully mounted repeated legal challenges in India and Singapore to block the documents release, court papers show. Moving on, Emirates announced on Thursday that it will acquire an additional 15 Airbus A350-900s, amounting to $6 billion, following a public dispute with a European manufacturer during the Dubai Air Show. This order, smaller than anticipated, came after Emirates and its sister carrier Fly Dubai made a substantial $63 billion purchase of Boeing aircraft earlier this week amid the global travel recovery post-COVID-19. Emirates has now ordered a total of 65 A350 aircraft. Earlier in the week, Emirates President Tim Clark expressed reservations about a major A350 purchase, citing concerns about the Rolls-Royce Trent XWB-97 engines on the A350-1000 and their maintenance requirements in Dubai's hot and desert conditions. Rolls-Royce contested Clark's comments vigorously. Over to technology, Instagram has announced a series of updates aimed at enhancing the creative experience for its users. The social media platform is introducing improvements to Reels, feed photos and carousels, stories and new filters that comes after ages. The new photo filters allow users to explore different moods for their photos and carousels, offering more options for creative expression. Some of the filters that have arrived on Instagram include Fade, Fade Warm, Fade Cool, Simple, Simple Warm, Simple Cool, Boost, Boost Warm, Boost Cool, Graphite, Hyper, Rosy, Emerald, Midnight, Grainy, Gritty, Halo, Color Leak, Soft Light, Zoom Blur, Handheld, Moiré, Low Res, Wide Angle and Wavy. Other key updates include video editing tools like Undo and Redo to simplify the editing of individual video clips. In other news, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation today on concerns surrounding deepfakes. From what it's understood, Modi spoke on artificial intelligence, AI's misapplications that give rise to deepfakes. At the Voice of Global South Summit, Modi virtually stated that deepfakes can become a huge concern for India's system by creating problems in the society. In addition to that, Modi asked for vigilance from the country's citizens and the media to address deepfake-related issues. Moreover, Modi also specified the need for ChatGPT's team to caution everybody on the presence of deepfake content among social media platforms. Now some updates from the Indian Railways. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has dismissed the reports of a shortage of berths for passengers opting for non-AC coaches. Vaishnav said that instead there has been a nearly threefold surge in the number of special train trips this festive season as compared to last year. The Indian Railways during the festive season from October 1st to December 31st has operated 6,754 additional train trips to accommodate the increase in passenger demand, a significant rise from the 2,614 trips during the same period last year, the minister said. He further added that as of now, 2,423 trips have been successfully completed and the remaining trips are scheduled to be conducted in the upcoming days. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Benchmark indices ended lower in the volatile session on November 17th, with Nifty below 19,750. At close, the Sensex was down 187.75 points or 0.28% at 65,794.73, and the Nifty was down 33.40 points or 0.17% at 19,731.80. About 1,926 shares advanced, 1,654 shares declined, and 138 shares unchanged. SBI, Axis Bank, ONGC, BPCL, and Bajaj Finance were among the top losers on the Nifty, while gainers included SBI Life Insurance, HDFC Life, Apollo Hospitals, Larsen & Toubro, and Hero Motor Corp. Among sectors, auto, capital goods, FMCG, pharma, and realty up 0.5% each. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.